Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Psachim Bavli Daf Chaf Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yudam El Beis, the second last line of Yavo. Yavo b'shem v'blaza. Kol makom shneimah leisechel leisechlu leyechlu. Atoyves isa hanaya ke isa achida. Ato yavo yakosav v'yifresh lecha k'shem shepirish lecha be'ev menachai u'nevela. Yavo quoting v'blaza says that whenever a verse says leisechel leisechlu or leyechlu, it's prohibited to derive benefit just as it's prohibited to eat, unless the pasuk comes to explain differently, as is in case of Eva Menachai, which is eating a limb from a live animal, and Nevela, which is eating from the carcass of an animal that was not correctly slaughtered. Vachi ma pershlon be'Eva Menachai, what was stated about Eva Menachai? V'basa b'sde treifa loyseichlu lekev tashlichu loysei. The answer is the pasuk says in Shmoyis Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Lamed, you should not eat from the flesh of a treifa in the field, you should throw it to the dog. The pasuk explicitly permits feeding it to one's dog. V'chi ma pershlon b'nevela, what was stated about Nevela? That the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yudalud Pasuk Chaf Aleph loyseichlu kol nevela lageh asher b'sharecha titnena va'ochla oy macha l'nachri. You should not eat any nevela, you should give it to the stranger within your gates, and he shall eat it, or sell it to a Gentile. And the pasuk explicitly permits deriving benefit from it by selling it. Tani Chizkia upaleg v'chi ma mi asu lakelev. Chizkia asked Rehobo from a baisa, did the verse prohibit to a dog? No, it only mentioned a prohibition to eat it. V'haksiv kol chelev shor v'chesev v'ez loyseichelu. Another question is, the pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, pasuk Chaf Gimel, you should not eat any forbidden fats from an ox, a sheep, and a goat. Do you say there that it's a prohibition to derive benefit, just as there is a prohibition to eat it? Shni hi dechiv, v'chil nevela v'chil treifa, yase lechom malacha v'achal v'achal loy seichelu. The answer is no. The next pasuk there says in pasuk Chaf Daled, and the forbidden fats of a nevela and of a treifa can be used for all work, but do not eat it. And the verse explicitly permits benefiting from it. Asa Gemara v'aksiv v'akadam loyseichelu. Me'ata atoyfes isa hanoya ki isa achila. The pasuk says in Dvarim Yud Beis pasuk Tev Zayin, just do not eat the blood. Is it prohibited to derive benefit just as it's prohibited to eat it? Shni hi dechsev al ha'os tishpachem ikamayim, ma'amayim mutorim b'hanoya, af adam muta, yet muta b'hanoya. There it's different, as the pasuk says, you shall spill it on the ground like water. Just as when we derive benefit from water, so too when we derive benefit from blood. V'haksiv al kein loyichlu b'nei Yisrael esged anasha. The Gemara asks that the pasuk says in Bereishis Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Lamed Gimel, therefore b'nei Yisrael should not eat the ged anasha. If one may therefore not derive benefit from it, why does the Mishnah rule that one may send the hindquarters that contain the Gilanasha to a Gentile? Surely when doing so, one is benefiting from it. Amri Yavo, ki amter b'Gilanasha shebenevelus. Yavo answered that this Mishnah refers to when it's a nevela, therefore one may derive benefit from it by sending it to a Gentile. V'haksiv v'lechem mekali v'chamel lo yisichlu ad etzim hayim hazeh. The Gemara asks, well, doesn't the pasuk say in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel pasuk Yudalud, you may not eat bread or roasted kernels or fresh kernels until that very day? That's grain from the new crops may not be eaten until after the Omer Korban is brought on the second day of Pesach. However, we know that they may be fed to one's animals. Amar v'yavo, amar v'abba, mawi, ach v'dav yosi, shnihi, shekaba kosa v'zman. Rav Arya bar Mawi, the brother of Yosi, answered that this pasuk fixed a limited time for its prohibition. During this time, though, one may derive benefit, unlike other prohibitions that are not time-bound. V'haksiv loyseichlum ki sheket seim. The Gemara asked now about the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yudalef pasuk Mem Beis, in talking about the creeping things, the shrotzim, you shall not eat them, as they are an abomination. However, the Mishnah teaches that if one caught creeping things, he may sell them. Amar Rabbi, I should say, miyat issa hanoya shebay. Rabbi Mana answered that the pasuk explicitly permits deriving benefit from them, as it says, it's an abomination for you.